Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, and right now it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. What an awesome event we just had happen. Tim Brown for 40 minutes, that was great. And we did make mention, Kevin, there are a lot of people asking again, whoa, what's happening?
We're going to keep doing the show.
We're moving buildings.
Oh,
hopefully that building will be ready to broadcast our show to the billions of people out there.
I mean, G-Bag's coming up next, and they're in the new building, so hopefully that will go.
Yeah.
Or else Peace-a-thon starting early, I guess.
I also want to point out, like, is it pretty fitting? We were the last show inserted into this lineup this way, right? Into this part
right?
of it. It is fitting that we are the last show then to broadcast from this room.
Yeah.
So I'll look at it
like
that way. So we are moving up the road, and that's it. Show's going to be on for as long as y'all listen, all right? As long as y'all keep listening, we'll keep rocking this thing out and doing our thing. But no, we're not going anywhere. Although I guess technically we are going somewhere. So that's the way that you can think of it, Kevin.
But don't worry. We're not going to start 45-minute jam band concert conversations.
Yet. All right, guys. Here's a couple of different things. I got a couple of a variety of stories, if you will, Kevin, to dive in on. Number one, according to the Silver Bulletin, this is good.
Oh, is that like a beer newsletter?
I don't know about that, but I'm sure that Carter could help us out with this as well if he wants to give me thumbs up, thumbs down. There's a fun fact out there. That over the last 17 Big Ten conference games, Ohio State's opponents have been called for zero holding penalties. So in 17, and Carter gives me the thumbs up on that, this is the two-year anniversary.
Wow.
That no Big Ten opponents
That's weird.
Have been called for holding against Ohio State specifically. Now, I don't know how this runs with any, like, I don't know, Big Ten officials are like, we just don't call holding up here. Or if this is specific with Ohio State. But, Kevin, that seems like it's making it more difficult on the best team, right? Like they're like, hey, we know y'all are good. We're not going to make it any easier.
That's fine. They don't need any more advantages.
And luckily, A&M is in the SEC, so you don't have to worry about that.
Not until the championship.
They'll call holding on y'all.
Man, if we made it to the championship, I would freak out.
I am rooting for y'all to get to the championship.
Yeah.
Y'all are Marcel Reed. As you, I don't know if you saw Broadus this morning, giving him lots of love. Exceptional talent. But that is and that defense is playing spectacularly. Kevin, you got to be proud of your Aggies right now.
Oh man, there's a lot of people saying we sound different now.
Already, huh?
And yes, I will be at the Dallas Card Show this weekend. You just heard that spot. We're going to be there. I need to gather things for Peace-a-thon and get lots of good deals and stuff.
Kevin, I didn't get to this story yesterday, but I need to get to it now. What is, if you had one thing in your life, any one particular thing that you could clone, what would it be? Tom Brady's dog, Junie, is a clone.
Me when I was skinny.
Of his dog, Lua, who died in 2023.
He has a clone of his dog?
Proving that not even death can defeat Tom Brady.
Whoa.
I guess. Evidently, he said, I love my animals. They mean the world to me. And a few years ago, I worked with Colossal Biosciences, which I believe is right here in DFW, and leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology through a simple blood draw of our family's elderly dog before she passed away. And I do believe they were the ones that worked on the dire wolf and cloning
for Game
that.
Of Thrones.
Yeah, no, the real life dire wolf, Kevin. So Tom Brady has a clone of his other dog.
That's kind of cool. Does it say how much it cost?
I have not seen this.
If I have to ask, I mean, I probably can't afford
probably
it.
Probably Tom Brady money.
Yeah.
If you will.
I gotcha.
But that's the thing. A couple things here. that was a different dog. My dog right now, Kodak, looks just like the dog that we had before Landry.
Okay.
That was not on purpose. We saw him. We're like, he's really cute. Let's give him a life with us.
Right.
And I saw, but they're two different personalities. Does the cloning, when you clone a dog from another dog, do they carry the personality gene over? How does that work?
Yeah.
Because you know it's a different dog.
Then you get into bigger questions about souls and whatnot.
You just get a different dog
know.
And give a different dog a life. You literally went and got it. You got your old dog. Now there's some other dog out there that might die because you decided to clone a dog that
didn't
exist.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah. Because Kevin, he could have gone to a facility.
What?
He could have gone and rescued a dog.
I really used to think when they said the dog went to the farm upstate that it really did. I didn't know that meant they were killing it.
What?
Oh, man. Did I just tell you that news?
What is he talking about? My dad's dog, Cowboy, went to a farm.
Yeah, he died.
And so did my beagle.
My dad, I literally asked him the other day, and he was like, no, he wasn't a good hunting dog. So we gave him to a different family that lived on a ranch so that he could run around free. And you're saying that he died?
Yes. And how long ago was that?
I was like 8.
Okay, well then your dog is definitely dead either way.
From the 316, have we not seen Pet Cemetery?
Yeah.
Those dogs are cute.
You know, I've thought about that a lot. Like if it was a human cemetery and you could bring back like your kid, but it wouldn't be the same.
A lot of people are saying it's $50,000.
Oh.
How many gold bars is that? 3? 2.5?
Yeah, those little Costco ones. It's like 25 to 50. All right, seriously.
Do you want to clone a dog?
And that's
or do you
thing.
Want a gold bar, Kevin?
I don't have enough money to fix my dog or clone him for $50,000. If they said your dog needed a $50,000 surgery, wouldn't you have to be like, dang it, I'm sorry.
If I'm Tom Brady, I would absolutely
do it. Sure, but if you're you.
I would say time to go buy a bunch of steaks and hamburgers.
Exactly.
And let you live out as long as we can have you.
Yes.
Live out the best we possibly can.
Agreed.
From the 469, breaking horrible news from Kevin, your dog is dead.
Look, how long does a dog realistically live? 15, 17 years? So like if you're texting in, this is 30 years ago, you know what? Your dog could have gone on a farm. And guess what happened to your dog in that farm? It died. Die.
Lived its best.
Your dog is dead.
Dang, dude.
If those other circumstances are happening, and I know for subtlety's sake, we won't keep that part.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know many dogs that have lasted 30 years.
Yeah, you don't know any real dogs that have lasted 30 years.
I know real dogs.
That have lasted for 30 years? What dog?
From the 469, clone the gold bars instead.
Oh, man, that's a great idea.
That's a good idea.
That's, you know what? That's dangerous, though, because you could get tricked. One of the Halloween movies I watched was Sorority Babes at the Slime Bowl-a-Rama. And there's this little creature that...
It's a Halloween movie.
It was. Uh-huh. It was. It was
Sorority Babes.
There was a shockingly low amount of what you might think in that movie.
Sororities.
So there's this imp in there that causes trouble. And one of the guys said, that's what they call him.
They're troublemakers. And that's what it is.
And that's, it's like a little creature that's evil. And they said, this guy said he wanted a stack of gold bars, but it turned out they were fake because the imp tricked him. So I'm just saying, you can't count on cloning those gold bars.
From the 817, is Santa's Little Helper still around?
That is a cartoon.
Okay.
And the person who says they have a dog that'll be 16 in 3 weeks, trust me, I get it. Our dog is about to turn 14, but your dog's not going to make it to 30. I'm so sorry to tell you
that. You're not lucky enough to have a dog like that. Snoop Dogg's over 30.
All right. That is the exception that proves the rule. He's a human being.
Somebody
I know Jane McGarity must be shocked by that. Rapper Snoopy Dogg. Look it up, kids. That's a real thing that happened on the news.
As arrogant as Tom Brady is, I wouldn't be surprised if he's not trying to clone himself. So he wanted to see if it works.
Yeah.
See how the animal acts and go, oh, I can just continue on my legacy until I'm forever years old. And he wants I bet he would be like, hey, also give me that gene where I don't age so that I just stay alive.
Would the cheating mechanism be the same in the cloned Brady?
Probably so.
We'll call him the Clady. Would it be the same?
No? I don't know that I like
that. All right, fine. Call him Tom Cloney. I don't care. You call him whatever you want. I just want to know if he can cheat as good as the first one.
And Kevin, I saw this from a guy. He said,
what?
I don't know, dude. I don't know who he is. So I didn't look. Hold on. He's a chief marketing strategist and creative planning for somebody. He said that Americans bet over $148 billion on sports last year, which is more than they spent on movies, books, concerts, and sports tickets combined.
That's more than they spent on sports tickets, too?
Combined.
So we're more interested
$1 billion
in gambling on the event than going to it.
Which brings me to this. Multiple UFC fighters have come out and revealed that they have now been approached about throwing fights before. And it looks like ESPN sent out a report earlier that the FBI and UFC are now working together on this.
Well, they damn sure better be, because I think it was last week that came out that there was a UFC fighter that had, it was very kind of like the Emmanuel Clase situation, where like very questionable, and that person has now been cut from the UFC. He says he's never going to fight again. And I'm honestly, I'm amazed that they've been able to keep off this level of corruption, especially maybe in the earlier days of the UFC. Maybe it's not as surprising now, but that is something that they really need to keep an eye out on. It is amazing to see like all these big time sports institutions like kind of teetering on the brink because of all their dalliances with gambling.
And from Zach and Frisco, we go from the greatness of Tim Brown to Kevin telling Corey his dog's dead. Sorry about your dog. You can only hear this on 105.3 The Fan.
It doesn't mean that I'm not sad.
It's my old dog.
Yeah.
Who I thought was at a farm all these years.
Well,
living his best
life.
You
know what?
Chasing squirrels.
Grow up. Your dog is dead. Okay?
Jeez.
You said it was when you were 8. Mm-hmm. How old are you now?
43.
Okay.
Ish.
You think that your dog lived? How old was your dog when it went to the farm?
Five.
All right.
Four?
So you think your dog lived to be 40. So you have like a balding dog trying to do a comb over or whatever. Come on.
I like to imagine that he smokes like 8 packs a day.
Yeah.
At his poker games with the other dogs.
And instead he's like rough instead of rough. So yeah. Like if you have a dog that got sent away 15, 20 years ago, your dog is dead. I'm sorry.
That's the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I don't understand why this is hitting people so hard.
I don't understand why you don't understand. You've always said that people can't handle the truth.
That's true.
You're trying to be the ambassador of truth right now, and I don't know how to handle it.
You know what? That's a good point. Steven, Rhonda, Jennifer, Alec, Patrick,
Rick,
your dogs are all still alive. Rest of them, dead.
Oh, my gosh.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do a Stars and Mavs super segment, plus perhaps a question or two from NFL overreaction or reality. All of that next, right here on The Fan.
Pops out to the circle. Draisaitl collects and gives it right back to Petrovic. Johnston on the turn. Eagles rink wide. Rankin scores!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for our Stars and Mavs super segment. Let's start with the Dallas Stars. Miko Rantanen had 2 goals and an assist. At one point, did I think he had a hat trick? Yes. Yes, I did. As the Stars rallied for a 4-3 shootout win against the Edmonton Oilers. They now have points in 7 straight games. And if you want to know something super cool, remember how we've relived our sad Kike Hernandez bobblehead night?
Yeah.
This was
Bobblehead. That was Teoscar Hernandez.
Teoscar Hernandez. Sorry. I was just thinking about that tattoo.
The butt tattoo.
So this was Miko Rantanen bobblehead night. And he scored his 300th goal. Only the 4th Finnish player to ever accomplish that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And they got the win. Boom.
That's great timing. Like, it's accidental. For sure. It's accidental for the most part, but that's really good timing.
And then Wyatt Johnston had not one, not two, but three assists. And like I said, they've gotten points in seven straight games. Have I given you enough positive information?
Are you about to tell me another dog's dead?
No. And I'm sure they're all in heaven. But I do have a realistic...
I did see a movie.
Yes.
That told me that, yeah.
I do have a realistic concern about the Stars.
Okay.
They're playing very much like the Broncos. So in their last seven games, they are 4-0-3.
Okay.
All right. So you've got 11 out of the possible 14 points. Rock on. That's awesome. Here's the other thing that's happened in those last seven games. Do you know in five of those games, they've fallen behind 2-0?
Really?
That.
So they're having to play comeback a lot.
Exactly. And you saw it again last night. They were down 2-0 after the end of the first period. What did we ask when we had Jim Neal on a couple of weeks ago? You've had a lot of slow starts. Feels like it's not sustainable. And I realize that the counter argument is going to be, hey, 11 of 14 points. But this feels not sustainable.
But at the same time, you are kind of working on two different things at one time.
And you were missing a lot of people yesterday.
No, that's for certain.
I will concede.
You also have a new coach who's still probably learning players. Listen, man, he can know the players from afar.
Sure.
And he can have a great system.
Different deal.
But just like Tim Brown told us earlier, you know, like he's got to get to know how he can talk to each one of these guys to push their buttons. So I'm going to give him some time to get to know this team still a little bit. But you're right. These guys as themselves have to carry that weight as well. And that's going to be a big factor with this.
Anytime you can get 2 points on a DeSmith day is a good day. And that's nothing against him. I feel that way about pretty much any backup goaltender.
Mm-hmm.
And you also were without Hintz, Duchesne. You continue to be without Ben. Foxa wasn't there. Nils wasn't out there. And then, of course, Ondrej didn't play. So you're missing a lot of people. And it's great that you got the 2 points. It's just, I look at that bigger stretch and I'm hoping that corrects sooner rather than later. Because you're already 13 games in. You would hope by
this
end of the month.
This might be a unique team to anything we've seen in a while.
Okay.
Because they have the type of talent that they have.
Right.
And health is so important. Like, there's a lot of health concerned players on this team. Like, we've just seen it before. But because it has so much talent and because of the things that they're going through, this might be one of those seasons where you kind of float along for a while.
Okay.
And you're in the contention for it all. But, man, you got to hope everything comes together right before the end of the season and they can turn a switch on. Because I don't see this team just going on a 12, 15-game run where you're just like, they're the best in hockey right now. I just don't. That's just me right now.
I would love to see – let's start with just the first period issue then.
Yes. Okay. All right. Let's start there. Dude, I love how you did that.
End of the month.
Great way. Great approach.
You've played 13 games. You got 13 more games until the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that'll be 26 games, so almost a third of the way through the season. Does the end of this month seem like a reasonable point to hope that you're at least significantly closer to being on even footing after the first period?
Yes.
That feels like an
achievable goal, right? After the first period, absolutely. I would say, though, for me, I'm thinking more like late February before I have a true understanding of the identity of this team.
Yeah, no, I hear you for sure on that. It's just, this is my first step. Because
there was some sort of, yes, and that's a great approach. Hey, we got to fix this first because all these other things look like they're reasonable and you guys understand.
Yes.
But let's figure out how to come out firing. But it does seem that this team did kind of take on DeBoer's personality a little bit. And so finding out Glenn Gulletson's personality and identity is going to be, because, you know, you were bringing in and touting, hey, you know, special teams should be a strength of his. And he actually kind of carried that, didn't he?
Yes.
You know, he was walking in, putting that on the top of his resume, going, hey, my special teams is the best.
And then I've seen a couple of people, shout out to Miro, who was locking it down on Connor McDavid. And then shout out to our engineers, because apparently now we sound better.
Nice. Good job, engineers.
So that's good. All right. Do you want me to quick hit some math stuff?
Do it.
Okay. So, unfortunately, I have some bad news on that front.
For who?
For you and other Mavericks fans like me. You ready?
Yes.
All right. The good news is you have shown some stints of better overall defense. Bad news on that part is still against the Rockets. You gave up 62 points in the paint. You're probably going to lose just about every game when you're giving that up.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the bigger concern. What was one of the questions we asked Jason Kidd going into the season? Are you concerned about your level of shot creators and offense creators on this team?
Yes.
Nope. Yes.
Without Kyrie, absolutely.
Yes. Going into that game against the Rockets, which, like I just told you, the Mavericks lost that game. And they only scored 102 points. Sorry if that's breaking some old news to you. But concerning in that they had the worst offensive rating in the NBA at 104.5.
Mm.
The worst in the NBA. And then I'm going to give you one more thing to think about. Jason Kidd said that the Mavericks would reevaluate Derek Lively because he didn't play in that game. That was his fourth straight game that he had missed. You saw this play out in that game. They said they were going to keep Daniel Gafford on the 15 to 18 minute restriction. Well, guess what? He played 25 minutes. So I wonder if they extended that out specifically for that game, because it looked like in the fourth quarter, you could legitimately win that game.
Yeah.
Or if that just happened naturally with the flow of the game and Gafford's like, no, I feel good and everything. But
that's probably a big deal.
Okay.
There. Yeah.
It remains concerning, I assume, to all of us, that you have now seen Daniel Gafford just jump in there for two games. You've seen Derek Lively already miss four games,
mm-hmm,
at a time when you're waiting, like you just said, for Kyrie Irving to come back. Like, that's a whole lot of stuff for a team that is also trying to figure out its way. No Kyrie, instead inserting in Cooper Flagg and finding out really quickly that that skill set ain't going to work the same. That's a lot.
And I'm massively concerned with Anthony Davis's anything
fair
in this, in the involving
that's
this team.
A great point.
Like, they, I don't know, I do wonder how much Jason Kidd was like, all right, let's build this thing. Now that we know what our roster looks like, we know Kai's out for this long, let's build this thing this way, and we're gonna go this, and they just didn't think, oh, but he might miss 25.
Yeah.
And like that part of it's very concerning. Kevin, you were absolutely banking on Gafford and Lively being part of the solution for what you're talking about with points in the paint.
Yeah.
And now that's not even available to you for most nights for the future.
Now this time I'm going to try to turn it around and give you a positive.
Look at this.
Jason.
My dog's back.
Jason Kidd. Mm-hmm. Jason Kidd said he couldn't wait to get Kyrie back. Sure. And then he added, hopefully.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hopefully it's in the year of 25, not 26.
I'm sorry, what?
This feels like a fairly stunning revelation. Yeah, he didn't say it would happen.
The season of
for sure.
Yeah.
But he said, hopefully it will be in the year of 25 and not 26. All right. I don't think it's a semantical thing where he's trying to dance around whatever. I think he's saying he is still optimistic that Kyrie can be back in the next 2 months. And that feels like that would be huge for the Mavericks and also huge for the development of Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, no, that absolutely would be significant if that could happen. No, and you talk about the development of Cooper Flagg.
Yes.
Because it'll take pressure off of him.
For sure.
You know, to have to be the scorer, to have to do things that maybe he's not good at or comfortable with yet.
Sure.
Because I think he's going to be good at everything at some point.
But it's not there yet,
yeah,
for sure.
And so I feel that. So that would be significant.
So
how do we make this happen? Do I need to get a hyperbaric chamber?
You might need to buy one for him.
Well, what about for me?
Feel like, no. Okay. I don't feel like you need to necessarily do anything except root for him.
What if I want to be in a hyperbaric chamber?
How much does that cost?
Alec?
I don't know.
All right.
That would be really weird if you just would have known offhand how much that cost.
He could have said any price and I would have been like, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I better start saving up.
Okay. In the meantime, can I do a couple of overreaction or reality questions for you?
I guess.
All right. Oh, man. Overreaction or reality? Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark, and Osa will all be part of the Cowboys roster in 2026.
Ooh.
Because there's a lot of people who naysay that.
Reality.
I think so, too.
I mean, I think because the work Kenny Clark's doing, how much is he going to cost you next year? Whatever you deal with him?
Yeah, exactly. Because people will be like, because I've seen this a lot. The salary cap hits, in theory, for Quinnen, Kenny Clark, and Osa are 4th, 5th, and 6th highest on the team. I don't think that's going to be the case with Kenny Clark whatsoever. He has $0 guaranteed left. So you can negotiate that to look however the hell you want.
Yeah, so I feel like it's available for that option. And I know that Osa's not playing up to the level he or we expect.
Right.
That's an absolute fact right now.
Right.
But I think that they're going to move on from him. I just don't think so.
Alec?
And I think Quinnen Williams is somebody they desire being around for some time.
Quinnen Williams will be here for sure. It does kind of feel like it might revolve around Kenny Clark. Alec, what say you? Overreaction reality. Quinnen, Kenny, and Osa will all be part of the Cowboys next year.
Reality. I think they're dug in on this idea that the way they're going to win games in the future is by stopping the run. And how do you do that? Hey, have a bunch of really good defensive tackles, which that feels weird. It's still, we got to see it play out. But still, on paper, you have three big money defensive tackles on the same roster. At the same time, I think Jerry's going to do the whole, this was the plan the whole time. We finally got where we want to be in terms of run stoppers. I think they're all going to be here.
NFL overreaction or reality? Forget the Cowboys. The Bengals obviously have the worst defense in the NFL. Even before the trade deadline.
At the moment, reality.
Okay.
However,
oh,
that is a miserable defense the Cowboys have put out there. And they are competing for the worst defense in the NFL with the Bengals.
Do you think the Ravens are in that mix too then?
They're not as close as those two teams are together. Just go looking at specific numbers and the success rate against the Cowboys defense. Success rate, I think the success rate for for Brissett was like extremely high.
Okay.
And it's above 65% success rate on most plays against the Cowboys. They're having so much success, Kevin.
Okay.
So, and the Bengals same way.
Alec, even before the trade deadline, the Bengals were the worst defense in the NFL and still are.
Yeah, 1,000% reality. Like, it's bad here, but I challenge you to go watch some of the condensed games of the Bengals. Just watch any game. Pick any game that they have played, watch the condensed version of it, and you will know very quickly it somehow can be worse. They look like they have no idea what they're doing 99% of the plays. They're missing tackles at an alarming rate. They are just bad.
Yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming coming up next.
This is exciting.
We will throw things over to the new building to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Budding star. Team leader in goals this season. Wyatt Johnston scores!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. Let's chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is he today?
Amazing. Hagee, how are you?
Oh, yeah. We got him. I'm doing so much better now. What is your scouting report on the new digs?
Totally pimp. It's amazing. It's like our studio has flashed forward 25 or maybe 30 years into the future.
Wow.
So, yeah, pretty cozy here. Great building. Awesome accommodations. It looks like a pretty good deli slash snack bar right when you walk in with customer service agents attending those. And how do we sound?
You sound fantastic.
Sounds great.
Okay, because I'm used to like... To walls that have like soft deadening material. These are more techie. It's kind of like metal with tiny holes in it. But Ooh. Yeah, it seems like it sounds pretty dang good in my headphones right now. So I think we're off to a good start.
That's kind of awesome.
This is nice.
I don't know if you guys did this yesterday. Do you have any particularly favorite or fondest memories from this old building that we're in?
Top memory, 2010 ALCS was secured, and we were all at the ballpark and rallied up in Greg Henson's Jeep, and we all came back into the studio. Lucius was there and, you know, drank beer and whiskey all night long and taking phone calls about the Rangers getting to the World Series.
All right, if I can add on that, it was a year later, but one of my favorite moments was we had Mike Bacsik on after the Rangers had just made the World Series in 2011. And Corey asked Mike, do you think the Rangers are in it to win it? And I always just thought that was amazing.
It was part of a tease. I was like, we'll find out if the Rangers are in it to win it. And he goes, I think they are. And I was like,
they just made the World Series. All right. So
that, you can never be too sure, though. I think it's a fair question.
That's, so, yeah, Corey was there to
guess
ask,
what? They lost it. So
yeah, oh, my gosh. So I guess in retrospect, they were not. What about the rest of you fine fellas?
Yeah, I mean, I got a couple. Of course, there is the time that I peed my pants in the studio, just a few feet away from where you are right now, Hagee. Mm-hmm. I know you could probably still smell it a little bit.
Yeah.
And and then also the time that Alec Medford snuck in and dunked an egg on top of the dome of Brian Broaddus. He went soaring through the heavens. It was like a John Morant kind of dunk.
Yeah, that's right.
Right there.
Without the suspension.
Yeah, exactly. Without and the guns and everything like that. So that was impressive, you know. So I'll always remember watching Medford soar through the skies.
That startled me for sure. I thought he did that very well, but then Broaddus looked really mad.
Yeah, well, I think no, I was fine.
It cut him
fine.
Open a little bit.
It did. I had the old bald head got cut open a little bit there. So I was thinking about workman's comp, but it didn't work out. Really that well.
People forget that Medford had his shirt off and. For the first time, unveiled those pierced nipples of his.
All right.
That was right here in the studio, too.
Yeah, it was.
An amazing time.
Fake news.
Broaddus, what about for you?
Yeah, how disgusting our bathrooms are over at that old place. I'm so happy we're here at a new place.
How's the bathroom there?
Yeah, well, I haven't used it yet, but I understand you have to have your card to get in and out of the area.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's nice to be away from that and be in some new digs.
Oh. Very secure. I think I had to swipe my card 5 times by the time I walked into the door here finally.
Okay.
Kevin, we've had Broaddus for so many nights of Peace-a-thon. And
so
the
true.
First thing he thought of was how bad the bathrooms are there. How good
well, I mean,
they
this
are
morning,
there.
Sean didn't mention his engagement in the
true.
Studio.
That is true. That was one of the like ninth or tenth thing that he thought of about this building.
Now,
here.
Speaking of big life moments, for people who don't know, where's Mr. Wolchuk?
Yeah, he had the 3:14 in the morning baby being born.
Wow.
Baby number 2, double girl dad, Princess Leia is the name.
Oh,
I don't know about the princess
it.
Part, but
oh,
definitely the
awesome.
Leia part.
Just adding that on right now.
Yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah. Just adding that on.
Love it.
So, yeah, man, he's now he's drowning with the two babies. You know, this is when it really starts to, the level of difficulty cranks up in a big way.
Still playing man coverage. You just got to hope that you have, you know, somebody that can cover on the other side. You know, that's a big deal there. When you get into zone, that's really tough. That's tougher, I've found.
Chief Follower, are you going to encourage him to go ahead and have another girl then? Or what are we thinking here?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I appreciate the approach of one more shot to try and get that boy, you know, see if it's possible. And if it's not, you end up with three girls and you're still in a beautiful place. So now I didn't want to take the chance to go for number four, hoping it's a boy, and then get another girl.
Right.
You know, that I drew the line at three. So I'm encouraging Walchuk to do the same. Maybe he can crank out a woolly bully.
If somehow you knew you were guaranteed to have a boy, would you have a fourth kid?
Ooh, okay. That would have changed the math on that a little bit.
That and the eighth job you would have needed.
Yeah, there's no question. There's no question. The financial ramifications were huge when it came to the additional child. But
this
knowing
life has chose you, not you chose it, right?
Yeah, knowing it was going to be a boy, I'd go for the gusto on that. Absolutely.
I like that.
Once you get to a fourth kid, though, talking with parents that have four kids, their lives are mania. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, they're losing them on Halloween. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not enough eyeballs. Yeah. With one or two, you can sort of sit them down and say, hey, if you move, forget about it. You know?
Right.
And really, really lock in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have four, like, you can't keep track of it all. They're moving. They feed off of each other with the rebellious nature.
Yes.
They're like, oh, you're going to not listen to daddy? Me too. This is so fun.
Yeah. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law have four kids, all eight or younger. Mm-hmm. And so I love all of them, but there is no such thing as quiet.
Yeah, my boys have now just started to team up on us. You know, like they'll do things where they're like, oh, let's pick on mom and dad tonight. And it really does get to us. But they're old, you know? You'd think that at this age they just gave up on that stuff, but they're now finding it funny.
You're just so old.
So old.
What kind of feedback have you guys gotten in the last 24 hours about specifically about the Quinn and Williams move?
You know, I think the feedback has been sort of a shoulder shrug, like they're still not good.
Yep.
You know, and I'm kind of disappointed in that because, you know, it's not every day you get to acquire a player this good. This should be very exciting. But I think it's telling. You know, like when the stock market is really down, like good news won't rally it. Good news, like people are just like, nope, not put any money back in that thing. I see where this economy is going. And that's where we are right now. The sentiment around the Cowboys is so low that trading for Quinn and Williams outside of a brief excitement and roar on Cowboys Twitter, it's just kind of gone over like a dud. So I hope Jerry's paying attention to that.
I think they actually did a pretty good thing trading for this guy. And I look at it as a way of that you have your two first round picks, and you look at Quinnen Williams as your second round pick, and they're going to probably tag or sign Pickens. So I'd say they had a pretty good haul. Two first rounds.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Did a nice job.
Yeah, and I think if you look for it going forward, I think that they did exactly what they needed to do. Was it quick enough now to save a season? Probably not. But I think that if you look at overall in the offseason, we'd say, hey, how do you fix this football team? Adding four players or four pieces like that, I think would be a pretty good start.
But Hagee asked, what kind of feedback have you been getting?
I think that's the feedback that I've been getting.
It's a good trade?
Yeah, it's a good trade for the fact that you're probably making your team. It's probably not going to help you right now get in the playoffs, but what it might do is in the future, if you think about, hey, let's talk about an offseason here. How do you fix this team? Two first-round picks. You've added a second-round pick, which is really Quinnen Williams, and then you're likely going to probably tag Pickens. I think that if those are four players you add, you're probably looking better for 2026.
What do you find fellas got coming up on the program from the new digs?
Pure Gold as always, Hagee. Thanks for asking. This is pretty exciting. We're off and running without a hitch here in Crosstalk. We'll have Jared Sandler join you, talk about Rangers offseason baseball and swinging for a cause coming up at 3 o'clock. And you know, it's 5 hours of sports here coming up. Lots of what Quinnen had to say here right out of the gates.
Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight to 4131, Kevin.
Good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.